32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
You're listening to 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, and it's been a busy few weeks in South Africa with the Comrades Marathon and talking to a lot of elite athletes about that race and other races around South Africa. But it's a great pleasure now to have Mark Will from 32GI back on the podcast. And Mark, you've been busy the last couple of days. I know you were racing a challenge event up in Denmark just on the weekend.
Yes, that's correct, Dave. I spent 3 days standing at an expo, and then on tired legs, I decided to go and race. It was a half distance and absolutely incredible event, really well organized, unbelievable atmosphere. And yes, I think it's very different racing in Europe, but I really, really enjoyed it.
Mark, I mean, Comrades Marathon, we're only just over 2.5 weeks post-Comrades Marathon, looking at an event like a challenge or an ultra-distance triathlon. In South Africa, we have all these crazy marathon and stage race mountain bike events. Recovery becomes so important. And think about it. People have trained. This is their goal. They reach their goal. All of a sudden, you know, can you go off the rails? Do people go off the rails? So the first thing I do want to ask you is, looking at that straight after the race, when you've done an event, a sort of endurance event like this, what is important when it comes to sort of nutrition and hydration?
Well, I think first off, when you immediately finish an event, there's no harm in spoiling yourself a little bit with some decent treats. And I mean, I think all of us crave something like that, especially if we've been really watching our diets prior to that event to make sure that everything's on track. Post-event, there's no problem in, like you say, going off the rails for a little period of time. But the problem is that one's appetite changes so drastically post-event, it tends to snowball and it carries on for many days and sometimes even weeks afterwards. And I think this specifically happens as well when there's no goal after the goal. So I always tell people, set a goal and then work towards it again. But from a recovery perspective, I mean, there's quite a number of things that we do need to look at, especially from a nutrition point of view. One of the things that your body requires is for you to stay well hydrated post-exercise or post-race. And that's very critical because, I mean, first of all, you do finish very dehydrated. The muscles definitely require fluid in order to be able to start that repair process. And one of the things that I always tell people is that you need to actually make sure that you're drinking proper fluids and taking the right amount of fluids post-event in order to aid that process properly. I know that a lot of people tend to jump into having a beer or alcohol and start to switch to wine, etc. You've got to be very careful. If this is your event and you're not going any further for quite a while, by all means, you know, then go ahead and treat yourself to alcohol. But if you're using an event as a stepping stone for another event and you need to recover from it pretty quickly, then you should probably avoid alcohol at all costs, because alcohol does dehydrate the system. It pulls the fluid from the muscles and it actually hampers that recovery process. It definitely impedes the recovery process. In actual fact, you know, I mean, racing in Europe, and I raced this past weekend, one of the amazing things is that Erdinger, which is one of the biggest beer companies, they come out of Germany. They actually make, or they're one of the biggest alcohol-free beer manufacturers in Europe, and they had every single triathlon event on the European continent, and it's quite amazing. I mean, it's an alcohol-free beer. You're getting in the carbs, you're getting in the fluid, and you're not actually worrying about anything. You know, you speak to the Germans, who are big beer drinkers, and they tell you it tastes really, really good. So I don't think there's many complaints about whether it's actually a beer or not. But now, that's just an example of how critical it is to try and avoid alcohol post-event in order to be able to make sure that the recovery process is not hampered. One of the other things you do need to look at is once you've had your treats. I know that after my event in Denmark, I had a Danish pastry. I don't normally eat those kinds of things, but I actually deserved it and I earned it. So it's okay to treat yourself, but then you need to make a conscious decision to get back onto those rails, and you need to be able to start to look at eating correct foods. And by that I mean, you know, back to taking in the right amount of protein in order to make sure that the muscles have got the proper nutrients to be able to repair themselves. There's definitely soft tissue damage that happens during a race. especially an event like Comrades or a half course or full course triathlon or a marathon, there's definitely a lot of soft tissue damage that takes place, and you need to take in the right amount of protein in order to be able to, again, aid that process. Protein needs to be utilized in order to help with the repair process. So, again, looking at how much protein you require, eating it on a daily basis, trying to keep the carbohydrate intake, healthy carbohydrate intake. You know, obviously, fruit and vegetables are the ideal carbs to possibly go for. There's no need now to actually go back to eating very heavy starches, etc. However, a lot of athletes will crave starches, breads, pastries, etc. And I think it's just a matter of your body's been through quite a bit and you have these cravings and these tendencies. But I would say within 36 hours after the event, you need to actually take control of these eating habits. You need to get yourself back on track, especially if you've got a goal that's waiting around the corner. The other thing is, if you don't have a goal waiting around the corner, you should pick one, because the problem is that post-event, a lot of people tend to gain excessive amounts of weight. And to me, an excessive amount could be anywhere from 2 to 5 kilos. It's still a lot of weight. And then it means you've got to lose it again when you do your next event. Why actually have to deal with that? If you can actually maintain a proper, healthy weight consistently, it's far, far better and it's far easier to deal with. And this roller coaster ride of gain weight, lose weight, gain weight, lose weight is not the... it's not the right place to be or the right space to be in. I would say rather try and maintain a balance. And there's no reason to gain an extra 2 kilograms or 3 kilograms post-exercise. Again, sleep is probably very critical for post-race recovery. I would say definitely you need to try and focus on getting rest, get the feet up. That's obviously more of a passive kind of recovery post-event. There are many people that do engage in active recovery. It really depends on how hard you push yourself through an event and what you're capable of. But generally, like the first 48 to 72 hours after an event, the body is quite sore, especially if it's been an ultra-distance event. And I mean, something like a Comrades Downrun takes days and days to recover from. I would say give yourself the time to rest and recover before you start getting into some active recovery, which could just be easy walking, you know, some swimming, you know, more upper body movement, stimulating the lower body a little bit, and not excessively, and taking your time in order to be able to get back. If you've got another goal, you need to ensure that you've got time between those two events that you can recover properly and still carry on training in order to be able to support that event. In that case, you need to get back to the basics very quickly from a nutrition point of view, from a rest point of view, and from a recovery point of view.
Well, Mark, I think you've touched on a really important point there, is to have that goal. A lot of people don't. You know, you've trained for this event. That was the goal. Then you think, I'll make my mind up after that. So a great idea, or sort of a great motivation there, is to have that secondary goal, as Mark pointed out. Mark, looking at recovery, I mean, people are always sort of trying to speed things up. They want to recover quicker so they can get back to training. I know you said it depends on the event, it depends on the athlete, but what about something like, you guys have a product, TrueMag, magnesium. Is there anything else out there that may speed up your sort of recovery from a diet and nutritional point of view?
Scientifically proven to help with fatigue. It definitely helps with muscle function. It also has a calming effect on the nervous system. I mean, it's all medically proven, and it does help with sleep. So 100%, the better you sleep, the better you recover. The more you can actually, because fatigue does set in sometimes post-event. It's interesting enough, most people mentally feel that they can go and train and can go and exercise, etc. But the mind sometimes is way stronger than the body, and people don't realize that on a cellular level, the damage to the body is quite significant. So you shouldn't fall into that trap. So from a fatigue point of view, I mean, magnesium can help. There are full supplements, of course. Things like vitamin C are quite good to get the immune system back up. Post-event immune system takes a hammering. A lot of people get sick after, especially after an ultra-distance event, and I would say that that would be something to look at. It's just increasing the vitamin C dosage post-event. Another thing is that a person can look at taking in zinc, for example, as well. It also helps with the immunity. Any scratchy throats or infections there, zinc is something that... that would be worth looking at. And recovery side, I mean, things like glutamine do actually assist with recovery. I would say that that's quite a decent nutrient to actually take in, and I would recommend probably taking a serving twice a day on an empty stomach, try and get it into the system. There's many ways of aiding the recovery, and those are just some of them. But the best way is to actually try and rest, listen to the body, eat healthily, take in plenty of fluids. You can't get more natural than that, and you just got to be patient with the process and not start any rigorous activity too shortly afterwards. I mean, I only did a half distance this weekend. I can't say I didn't push myself, and I mean, this entire week, my focus is actually trying to recover properly from that event, because I've got 5 weeks to the next one, and I need to make sure that I can actually start to train effectively over the next couple of weeks. If I don't focus on the recovery this week, and it's active recovery for me, it has to be. I need to take 1 day rest back to active recovery. If I don't focus on that properly, I don't focus on my nutrition, there's no ways that I can hope to actually perform in an event in 5 weeks' time if I can't put in the quality workout. So it's very, very critical.
Well, there you have it. Almost everything you need to know about post-event recovery, and some great information there. Thanks very much to Mark Wolf joining us on Skype, not in South Africa at the moment. We'll be back next week with another action-packed podcast here on 32GI. So for myself, Mr. Active David Katz, and Mark Wolf, we'll catch up with you next time.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.